News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Just a small warning, we're going to begin by discussing the latest in the trial of Jeffrey Donaldson and the trial of facts in respect of Eleanor Donaldson, which means obviously there is sensitive data to be discussed over the next 5 or 6 minutes. So anybody who might be offended that would be best joining us in 5 or 6 minutes. Emily Keegan is with us. She's been following proceedings in Uri Crown Court and yesterday saw complainant B give their evidence and be cross-examined. And I suppose, Emily, some of the most compelling evidence given by complainant B was the sense of regret that the complainant said they felt at not having gone to police or other people in authority earlier.
Yeah, exactly. So it was the final day of evidence from complainant B, and it began with the cross-examination of Jeffrey Donaldson's lawyer, which was continuing from Tuesday. And now, to remind people, Jeffrey Donaldson faces 18 charges, including one count of rape, and it involves two alleged victims, but he denies the charges. 10 of those charges relate to complainant B, including the one count of rape. On Tuesday, the jury heard that she had attended a Christian rehabilitation centre when she was a teenager after she began to use drugs, and that she had told a pastor about the alleged abuse by Jeffrey Donaldson while she was at this centre. Now, yesterday during the remainder of the cross-examination, she was asked if she remembered the pastor suggesting at that time that he go and report these allegations to the police, and her responding to tell him not to do that, and that if he did, she'd tell the police it was all a lie. Now, she said she didn't remember that, but she said she should have reported it and that she should have said, please go, I'll go with you, but that she was embarrassed about things she had done as a teenager and she was afraid. Now, she also told the court at this point exactly what you said there, and she became quite upset, and she did break down into tears at this point and say that she blames herself for the subsequent alleged abuse of complainant A, saying that if she had gone to the police, it wouldn't have happened to complainant A, and she even went as far as to say, it's my fault. Now, she was also asked if all of this was part of an attempt to get out of that rehab centre at the time and to deflect from her actions that got her in there, but she denied those suggestions.
And remind us what the actions were that got her into the rehab centre.
Yeah, so it was brought up in court that she had stolen a sum of money from her parents to organise a bus into a nightclub where she had fallen into drug use, and she said that she was using them recreationally. It was never something that she felt that she had to take every day, but she was subsequently caught stealing this money and organising these buses, and it was those events that led to her being taken to the rehab centre. Now, she also says that in later years as an adult, she discovered Jeffrey Donaldson was part of the reason she ended up there. He was a sort of contact in arranging her stay at this rehab centre, but she did say that it was one of the best things that ever happened to her and that she didn't want to leave. She wasn't trying to leave. She had made friends there. She initially didn't want to go, but she was glad in the end that she did.
And I understand she made allegations about contact between her and both Eleanor Donaldson and Jeffrey Donaldson after the alleged abuse.
Yeah, so she was questioned about why she made contact with Mr. Donaldson on a number of occasions as an adult. And she said that she, at that point, felt like she should have moved on because he had apologised. And this was referencing a meeting which was held at that same rehab centre after she had reported the allegations of sexual abuse to someone, and Jeffrey Donaldson had been called in to meet with her. And she said he apologised to her at that meeting, but there was no details actually discussed about what he was apologising for. She said she was trying not to be a victim anymore when she was continuing to contact him in later years, and she wanted to show that she had made a life for herself, but she ultimately said she doesn't know why she contacted him, but she did, and that none of it changes what happened when she was younger. Now, as you mentioned there, she also alleges there was contact from Eleanor Donaldson. Eleanor faces a trial of facts and has pleaded not guilty to 5 charges. And she claims that in the summer of 2023, she received a text through one of the organisers of that same rehab centre, actually, that saying that Eleanor wanted to seek forgiveness from her. Again, it wasn't really stated clearly what that forgiveness was in relation to, but she had said that she hadn't replied to that message. Now, yesterday during the cross-examination by Mrs. Donaldson's lawyer, she had made a number of allegations against Eleanor as well, one of them being that she had witnessed an incident when Jeffrey Donaldson had lifted her top and played with her breasts. And it was the position of Eleanor Donaldson's lawyer that she didn't actually know for sure that Eleanor had seen this incident happen, but that when she got the text saying she wanted to seek forgiveness, that that was what cemented her reasoning behind believing she had seen something. But the complainant said that that actually just confirmed what she had always known herself, and just stated once again that she was confident that Eleanor had seen what would happen, despite the defence saying otherwise.
And of course, proceedings will continue today in Uri Crown Court. What's the expectation in respect of what the court will hear?
Yeah, so today the court is going to hear from the third witness in the case, and that's expected to again take about 2 days between the evidence being given and the cross-examination by both barristers, so probably up to the end of this week.
Emily, thank you very much. Emily Keegan, News Talk reporter there from Uri Crown Court.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage, in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk, conversation that counts.